Let me press the record. Good afternoon. It is 1:03 p.m. We are here today, December 14, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatni, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 15013, IPNE Holdings LLC versus Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is Clarice Zerocki and Christian Rivera. Will Appellant IPNE Holdings LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Stephen Carrara, General Counsel, no representatives.
Okay, thank you. Will Purchasing Agency Guam Power Authority please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Graham, both legal counsel, GPA, and Melissa Kanko on behalf of GPA Procurement.
Thank you. Will Interested Party Mobile please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good afternoon. Marcel Johnson on behalf of, or representing Mobile L1 Incorporated, no institutional representatives are present.
Thank you.
Okay, so the first order of business is did any parties file any motions? We did set a motion deadline, which was December the 11th, so that deadline is not passed and no motions have been filed. Is that correct?
Not for IPD.
Okay. And then so the next issue is the hearing. I believe the only party to request a hearing is GPA. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your party?
We don't object, no.
Okay. Morris, did you request a hearing? Johnson?
We didn't request a hearing. We don't have a position on that.
All right. So, Mr. Botha, are you going to persist in your hearing request?
If you grant what I need, then no need for a hearing.
It's not quite that easy.
I know, but
okay, so either have we either have a hearing and we take evidence, or we basically could decide the case based on the record presented. I think the record is because of the last case. In this case, there's nothing to add onto the record except for the most recent amendment to the.
I don't believe so, and so I think we filed it as such, basically indicating, as there was one previous one that we'd done the similar thing. It's basically a kind of a continuation, if you will, of the last one. The only two new documents, if you will, would be the amendment that was done at the direction of the decision. I mean, and then the protest. So if you wish us to have a supplemental filing, we'll be happy to add those two additional documents.
We would need that.
Okay.
To help us decide this issue, unless they've been provided already.
Well, I'm sorry, and then, well, and then I guess for the record to be complete, it would be actually the decision from 15-006.
We have that. That's okay.
Okay. So I'm presuming that's already in the file.
Okay. Are there any other additional items?
But I'm not aware of any other documents besides those two.
Any other documents that the other parties feel should be in the record, other than the amendment to the solicitation, of course, the protest, and then the denial of the protest?
Yeah. Well, without discovery, I don't know what exists in GPA, but presumably there may have been some, obviously, decision-making process to, you know, to evaluate when we filed the contracting officer level protest.
Well,
if we do have a hearing, it'll be short. I mean, the last one wasn't even half a morning, and I can't imagine the last.
Mr. Johnson, is there any additional document? I'm just looking, focusing on the procurement record and its completion.
Not that I can think of there.
Yeah. I'm going to order a GPA to file any additional documents in the procurement record from. The date of the decision.
The decision was, I believe, November 9th or 10th?
September 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry, September 18th, 2015 was the decision?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to order GPA to basically do a supplemental filing with the OPA and serve the other parties no later than this Friday, which is the 18th of December, by 5 p.m. Any additional documents that have accrued in the procurement record from September the 18th, 2015, to today's date, December the 15th of 2015. And also to add a certification that the procurement record is complete. I'll put this in writing after this hearing. Is there any problem with that deadline, Mr. Botha?
No.
Because I believe there's just those few documents.
Yeah, so all we'd add is amendment number 7, dated October 8th, and that actually may have been included
well,
as part
not,
of this.
Well, it's not, my order is not limited to those, it's whatever documents.
Right,
well,
any additional ones, and then the protest documents, which actually may have included that anyways, so we'll.
I think we have the protest document. Nevertheless, I'd like that supplemental procurement record just updated. Now, so the question is, do we still want a hearing, Mr. Both, as you're the only party who requested one? You do have a right to a hearing. Now, if you do want a hearing, we will schedule one. Otherwise, like I said, the option is we simply, once we receive your supplement to the record, 30 days from that date, we will issue a decision in writing if the parties so desire. Actually, I got to look back here. I believe we have an agency record. Do we have any comments on the agency report?
I didn't, no, but I mean, basically addressed in a protest filing.
Mr. Johnson, are you going to file any comments on the agency report?
We didn't file any comments.
I don't believe there were any comments. I mean, at least we did serve and all the rest of it on the parties, so.
Okay, well, I believe the issue here is fairly simple compared to the last protest. Okay, so do you want a hearing?
Okay, I guess we can waive the hearing if no one else wants one.
Okay, well, you have to submit your waiver and write.
Okay.
And I'll give you by tomorrow at 5 to do so. Otherwise, we will schedule a hearing.
Can I have till Friday so we can set it down at once?
Yeah, Friday's fine. And I'll give the other parties the opportunity. If you want a hearing, you can file a request for a hearing by Friday's date, if you so choose. Otherwise, like I said, if nothing happens, no one files anything, because if you have a request for one will be scheduled. Unless Mr. Botha waits. Okay. Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
I'm not sure I'm aware of.
All right. So,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year,
everybody.
Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go off the record at, sorry about that.
This concludes the pre-hearing of OPAPA 15013 IPNN Holdings LLC versus Guam Power Authority. The time is 1:12 p.m. Thank you.